The cry of the Spirit, "Let my people go that they might worship me," resonates so deeply within me at this present time. There is a call from God to return to him. "I beseech you," Paul says, "therefore, by the mercies of God, be reconciled to God." Even if you're a Christian, there is still more reconciliation to him to take place. The initial reconciliation, the way is open. You can come to him freely. But so often we mill about, as it were, in the outer court, like the outer court of the temple, and we don't come past the laver of washing and put ourselves on the altar of sacrifice, move through into the holy place to offer incense of prayer, and then into the most holy place to see him face to face. There is a progression in the Christian life. You're not meant to be static. You're meant to be being drawn. In the Song of Songs, the beloved maiden says, "Draw me and we will run." If you're honest, you will feel the drawing of God upon your life, upon your heart, because he is calling, as he did from Eden. "Adam, where are you? Adam, where are you?" It's not that he doesn't know where you are. It's that you have hidden yourself from him. There are parts of you that you do not find acceptable, and you think mistakenly that he doesn't find them acceptable either, but he sees nothing wrong in you. In the Song of Songs, he says, "Thou art all fair, my love. There is no spot in thee." Why is there no spot in you? Because Jesus Christ has done to death everything that is of sin in you. And he has given you a robe of righteousness. His own righteousness he has placed over you. Now the battle is simply about having that righteousness worked into you. Sin is dealt with. And as you allow him to work his righteousness in you, so you become like Christ. How long will you hinder his working in you? How long will you say, "I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough"? Come as you are to the lover of your soul and let him transform you into something that you will find unrecognizable, but that you will love, because it will be the nature of Christ himself being worked in you. Make that your priority above everything else, to be reconciled to God, to hear the call from Eden, "Adam, where are you?" The Father comes seeking his children because he loves them. Come home. God bless you.